Good morning, everyone. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, dear colleagues. As a president designate of the 17th Annual Conference of the High Consenting Parties to Protocol 5 on Explosive Remnants of War to the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons, I am pleased to declare open these informal open consultations on Protocol 5. Protocol 5 provides a dynamic and responsive legal framework for addressing the humanitarian and development consequences of ERW, and I'm honored to open these consultations and to facilitate exchanges of information so we can make progress on this persistent challenge. I hope our discussions today will help us to identify avenues for achieving further progress in fulfilling the effective implementation of the Protocol 5. I would also like to take the opportunity to thank Ambassador Sanchez of Spain for his dedicated work and engagement as last year's President Designate. With these brief introductory remarks, I will now turn to some procedural aspects. Considering the limited time we are given, I would first like to encourage all delegations and participating experts to stay focused on the topics at hand and contribute as concretely as possible to the discussions. We have an important responsibility to make the most of the time we have been given and should do so to the greatest extent possible. I also wish to remind delegations that there is no official documentation and there will be no official summary records. As mandated by the 2022 meeting of the High Contracting Parties, I will report the work done by the informal open consultations to the 17th Annual Conference of the HCPs to Protocol 5, scheduled to take place on November 13, next Monday. The provisional program of work is available on the UNODA meeting place page dedicated to this meeting. Furthermore, I would like to limit to the right of reply to a total of 3 per delegation at 2 minutes each. All rights of reply will be heard at the end of each session. Please note that statements and presentations will be posted on the dedicated meeting webpage only if they have been submitted to the ISU. So if your delegation wishes to have its intervention online, kindly submit it to the CCW ISU by writing to this is the mail address ccw@un.org. I would also like to remind delegations to send their statements to the interpreters to speeches@un.org as soon as possible and prior to their delivery, to facilitate the important work of the interpreters. The meeting is being broadcast live on UN Web TV as we speak, which allows those who will not take the floor to follow the proceedings remotely in all 6 official UN languages. I would also like to remind you that in accordance with the measures being taken by UNOG, in view of the liquidity crisis and increased electricity costs, the Palais building are operating from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. This means that we will have to end our meeting promptly at 6 p.m. I will now turn to our proceedings today and outline our topics of focus and how I intend to proceed. The informal open-ended consultations will address 2 topics, To begin with, we will focus on victim assistance under the responsibility of the coordinator, Mr. Andreas Bilgeri of Austria, who will moderate this part of the meeting. Then we will move on to the discussion on clearance of explosive remnants of war and technical assistance. Under the responsibility of the coordinator, Ms. Hanna Abubakar of the Philippines, who will assume the role of moderator. Following the panel discussions, I will provide some concluding remarks and subsequently close the meeting. I hope this organization of work is acceptable for all of you. I see no objection, thank you, and so it's so decided. With that said, we will now turn to the thematic discussion on victim assistance, and which will be moderated by Mr. Andreas Bilgeri of Austria, and I'm calling him to take his seat at the podium. Thank you.